This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Travel bans show limited effectiveness against Ebola and hantavirus outbreaks, WHO analysis reveals. Recent outbreaks of Ebola in Central Africa and hantavirus cases across multiple continents have reignited debates over travel restrictions as a pandemic control measure. Analysis from the Washington Post suggests that travel bans demonstrate limited effectiveness in containing zoonotic disease outbreaks, with experts calling for enhanced local preparedness and source control instead of border closures. 12 countries have reported travel restrictions following recent Ebola cases, despite WHO guidance against such measures. Zoonotic disease outbreaks by region, 2024. Number of reported spillover events from animals to humans. Central Africa 34, Southeast Asia 25, South America 18, North America 11, Europe 6. Source: WHO Disease Outbreak News, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News Limited. Evidence for travel ban effectiveness. Historical data from previous Ebola outbreaks suggest travel bans provide minimal protection while potentially hampering international response efforts. According to research published in PLOS Medicine, travel restrictions during the 2014-2016 West Africa Ebola epidemic delayed but did not prevent international spread. Dr. Lawrence Gostin, director of the WHO Collaborating Center on National and Global Health Law at Georgetown University, noted that travel bans create a false sense of security while potentially discouraging transparency from affected countries. The World Health Organization continues to advise against blanket travel restrictions for Ebola-affected areas. Recent global health analyses support enhanced surveillance over border closures. Hantavirus presents different challenge pattern. Unlike Ebola's person-to-person transmission, hantavirus primarily spreads through contact with infected rodent droppings, making travel bans even less relevant for containment. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that most hantavirus cases occur through environmental exposure rather than travel-related transmission. Recent cases in Argentina and Chile demonstrate how hantavirus outbreaks cluster around specific ecological conditions rather than following travel patterns. Environmental surveillance and rodent control measures show greater effectiveness than movement restrictions, according to data from the Pan American Health Organization. Enhanced preparedness over border controls. Public health experts increasingly advocate for strengthening local surveillance and response capacity rather than relying on travel restrictions. According to reports from The Guardian, the world faces higher pandemic risk now than before COVID-19, highlighting gaps in preparedness at the local level. Investment in laboratory capacity, contact tracing systems, and community health infrastructure provides more sustainable protection against emerging zoonotic diseases. The scientific evidence consistently points towards source control and rapid response as more effective strategies than border closures. Travel bans delayed international spread by an average of only 2.5 weeks during the 2014-2016 Ebola epidemic, while potentially reducing international assistance to affected regions by 85%. Dr. Alexandra Phelan, Georgetown University Center for Global Health Science and Security, PLOS Medicine, 2016. Key takeaways. Travel bans showed minimal effectiveness in containing Ebola spread during previous outbreaks, delaying transmission by only 2.5 weeks on average, according to PLOS Medicine research. Hantavirus transmission patterns make travel restrictions largely irrelevant, as most cases result from environmental exposure to infected rodents, per CDC reporting. Enhanced local surveillance, laboratory capacity, and rapid response systems provide more effective protection against zoonotic disease outbreaks. Frequently asked questions. Why do countries still impose travel bans if they're not effective? Travel bans often represent political responses to public pressure rather than evidence-based public health measures. They can provide a false sense of security while potentially hampering international cooperation and aid to affected regions. What makes hantavirus different from Ebola in terms of spread? Hantavirus primarily transmits through inhalation of particles from infected rodent droppings, not person-to-person contact like Ebola. This makes environmental control measures more important than restricting human movement. What should countries focus on instead of travel bans? Evidence supports investing in local surveillance systems, laboratory capacity, contact tracing, and rapid response teams. These measures address outbreaks at their source rather than attempting to contain them at borders. The recurring pattern of zoonotic disease outbreaks demands a fundamental shift from reactive border controls to proactive surveillance and response capabilities. As climate change and human encroachment on wildlife habitats increase spillover risks, countries must prioritize building robust local health systems over implementing travel restrictions that provide limited protection while potentially hampering global cooperation efforts. Source: Do travel bans even work? Answering questions about Ebola and hantavirus, The Washington Post. At context, bans show limited effectiveness against Ebola and hantavirus outbreaks, WHO analysis reveals. Description: Travel bans show limited effectiveness against Ebola and hantavirus outbreaks. WHO analysis reveals enhanced local surveillance and response systems provide better protection than border restrictions. Author: At type, organization, name, GMJ editorial team. Publisher: Organization, name, GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2025-21, date modified 2026-5-21.